Hello and welcome to Season 4, Episode 1 of the Scene Point Blank podcast. My name is Matt Andrews. I'm a co-founder of the Scene Point Blank webzine, also the graphic designer, website developer, and guy who does podcast intros for some reason. And I'm here really to hand over to Jiffy Marks, who's a new Scene Point Blank contributor, but you may know him better as the face of Autogram and Night Court, amongst others. Jiffy is here to share a personal remembrance and tribute to his friend Shane Harrell, who has sadly left us. And we're going to hear some music from Shane's various projects and some stories about some of his exploits in the past. So listen on for Jiffy Marks and welcome to Season 4.
I am your main man if you're looking for trouble. I take no lip. No one's tougher than me. I'd kick your face. You'd soon be seeing double. Hey, little girl, keep your hands off of me. I'm a rocker. Those are lyrics from Thin Lizzy's The Rocker, a song that always reminds me of my friend Shane Harrell. This is Jiffy Marks from Autogram and Night Court, and you're listening to the Scene Point Blank podcast. Shane passed away in February this year. It was actually on my birthday. I'd have to say that was probably the worst birthday present I ever got. I knew Shane via his band Bread and Butter. We played a whole bunch of shows together over the years. Sometimes my band would go down and play with his band in Seattle, or his band would come up and play with mine in Vancouver. I'm going to play Bread and Butter's Cool in the Water from their 2017 self-titled album. If I've got this right, I believe this was the first Bread and Butter song I ever heard. Oh, it's so cool in the water. Shane truly was an inspiration. He actually inspired me to write a song called The Envy of This Whole Town, which is also about swimming. Bread and Butter were an awesome live band. I was so lucky to have gotten to see them so many times, and I feel bad for you if you never got to see them. There are some live videos online. I know there's a great full set on KEXP's YouTube page. As mentioned, that's a song from their 2017 debut self-titled album. This next one is a single that they dropped in 2018 called Banana O'Clock. Favorite bread and butter song right there. A little harder to listen to now. I love how they take that kind of Thin Lizzy groove, mix it with an almost Black Sabbath-like heaviness. His vocals kind of remind me of Phil Lynott and Ozzy at the same time, but also it's like a power pop song. I don't know. It's just a cool mix. I remember seeing them with like some total rocker metalhead dudes who appreciated them just as much as I do, coming from the sort of power pop and punk worlds. I'm going to play one more bread and butter song here. This is off their second and final album, 2020's Psycho World. This song is kind of close to my heart as well. It's called Nanaimo.
Stop down the road tonight.
Oh man, listening to that now reminds me of how happy Shane looked when he played that bass part in the breakdown there. That song is about the town Nanaimo in British Columbia. We took Bread and Butter there. My band, Autogram, took them on tour here in Canada. Kind of showed them the beauty of our province. It's not far from where they came from, but, you know, it's a totally different country, so it's got a different vibe. Nanaimo is actually on Vancouver Island. It's known for a very sweet bakery treat called a Nanaimo Bar. And when I first heard that song, I thought Shane was saying, "Don't you wish you were dead?" Bread and Butter played their last shows in early 2023. I guess Shane had always made solo music, but I'd never really heard any until I heard this album that he recorded and released last year. I'm going to play you a couple songs from that album right now. This first one is called One of the Best. I didn't see Shane as much those last few post-pandemic years, but of course when I did, he'd greet me with that famous smile of his. One of the last times we got to hang out was when Autogram played Belltown Yacht Club in Seattle with his wife's band, Acapulco Lips. Acapulco Lips have a new record coming out in July. It's currently available as a pre-order from Kill Room Records. I'm going to play something off it right now. I think this was the second single. It's called Slowly Disappearing. We'll be right back. Acapulco Lips from Seattle, from their new album, Now, which comes out in July on Kill Room Records. I'm going to play one more song from Shane Harrell's Sorda Pop album. That's S-O-R-D-A. Be sure to check out the feature I did. It's a tribute to Shane on the Scene Point Blank webzine. It's got links to all this stuff. This next song is called Little Inez. It is and will always be dedicated to Shane and Maria's daughter. And Inez, if you're listening to this, I just want you to know your dad's music has and will bring joy to many people like myself, and he will live in our hearts and never be forgotten.
You've been listening to the music of Shane Harrell, introduced by Jiffy Marks from Autogram and Night Court, on the Scene Point Blank podcast, Season 4, Episode 1. My name's been Matt Andrews. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.